following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
John Gruden here, and this fall I'm teaming up with Corona to be part of their Find Your Beach for the Game promotion. Why'd Corona want me? Probably because of how easily I use words like hombre and mano a mano when I'm calling a game. Truth is, Corona needed my help finding the 30 best destinations to experience football, and we want to send you to one of them. See, a beach is wherever you want it to be, and mine's at a football game in cities where smash-mouth football is baked into their DNA. Like in Green Bay, where it's negative 20 degrees and diehard fans still find their beach before kickoff. Or down in Knoxville, where tailgating is as common as the Sea of Orange. That's my beach. Just visit Facebook.com/Corona and enter for your chance to win a trip to one of 30 game day destinations. Good luck. Or as Corona might say, buena suerte.
No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 49 U.S. states and D.C. 21 plus only. Void in California and where prohibited. Mailed entry deadline November 7, 2012 for last drawing. Complete details and rules at www.facebook.com/Corona. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, everyone. A good Monday morning here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where it is press conference Monday. Every Monday, we'll be bringing you Bo Pelini's press conference. He'll address the media at the bottom of the hour, and we get a chance to talk to a few folks down here when we make the trip down to Lincoln. And Doug Duda, along with Mike Will, we're going to talk to Brett Maher here in just moments because we've got to get him off to class. Say habla espanol, if I can just remember any of that, or S-O-C-K-S, or taco, or something. He's got Spanish coming up, but Mike Will with us, and it's hard to believe it's a month already has passed since Chicago and Big Ten Media Days. That means the Huskers have their entire fall camp under their belt, and we'll see if Coach Pelini thinks his team is ready for Saturday.
Basically, game week for us here. Southern Miss, they're coming up on Saturday, and it'll feel good to be back at Memorial Stadium as we look down on the turf, and the big old house is ready to go on Saturday.
This is one of the cooler things when we come in for the press conferences, because the stadium is empty. They're not practicing. You get to see the people that are still working, adding to the East Stadium here and the skyboxes that are supposed to be ready to go by next season, and it's the calm before the storm. There's going to be a lot of things change just between now and Saturday when they get ready to go against Southern Miss.
See the guys across the way up there in that expansion project up there in the middle? That's where my seat is on Saturday. Clear up there, the guy that's working on the steel girders up there.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're not going to waste any time because Brett Maher did run up here to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we need to get him off to class. And it is game week, and Brett, welcome back to the show. Do butterflies get going when it's game week? Is it different than the other 51 weeks?
Yeah, it's definitely different. There's definitely an excitement around the stadium. And here this morning, we had a couple workouts this morning that we came in for. And there's just a different feeling going on here. And everyone's just excited and ready to go.
Not always is a big brouhaha made out of kickers. Now, Alex Henry, your predecessor, he went into his senior season with a lot of things because he did some things. He made long field goals. He was very accurate. Heck, your picture's on the schedule. You're up for the Groza and Guy Awards. You're up for the Senior Bowl. That just came out, one of the nine seniors that's on that new list. Your name is pretty prevalent out there. That's a lot to do for a kicker. So how you handing that celebrity status on campus?
Oh, I'm just trying to go about my everyday business. Try not to do anything different. Working out the same, lifting the same, kicking the same. Just trying to get a little bit better and hopefully have some fun this year.
What are the preseason workouts like for a kicker?
We do the exact same thing as everything else, or as everyone else. We go through the same program, same lifting, same running, and then obviously we just do a little extra kicking stuff that is more specific to us. But for the most part, we're all working out together and doing all that stuff. So it's pretty much the same.
When you're in meetings, and I know there's special team meetings, but we think about O-linemen working on their blocking technique, and you're going over the film, they're showing them that with their coaches. When there's special teams or kickers meetings, what are you guys looking at? What are you working on? And are those meetings as long as everybody else's?
We just have special teams meetings, which is more of like a schematic thing. And then when everyone else breaks off into their normal position meetings, we go on and watch film from the day before, whether we had kickoff, punt, field goal, whatever, and then just kind of go, me and PJ, me and Jerry, the long snapper, go in and each watch each other and just kind of try and find some tendencies and stuff we can tweak for the next day. So we're not in there as long as everyone else, but we do watch a little bit, try and get a little better with that.
Is there a different attitude around the kind of camp now that you know you have a game finally coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm excited. I haven't been out on campus yet, but there's usually a different vibe and a different feeling. It just has become such a big deal here in the state and especially on campus where it's just exciting to be around this time of year.
Brett Maher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium, weekly press conference every Monday. Bo Pelini will be talking at the bottom of the hour. A lot has been made that Nebraska isn't really being talked about for a variety of reasons, because of the Penn State scandal, because of Ohio State and Urban Meyer, because people are picking Michigan and Michigan State. Do you guys talk about that? Has that been addressed? Has somebody said, nobody's talking about us, and that's fine?
We can tell that we're kind of flying under the radar, and I don't think we really see a problem with that. We're just trying to go about our business, and if we sneak up on some people, then that's just fine with us. And if we fly under the radar the whole year, and as long as we're there at the end, that's all that matters.
Do you feel like this is a team that has to sneak up on people? How do you view your team going into this year?
I don't know. I think we should be pretty good, pretty fun to watch. I think we're pretty balanced in a lot of areas. I'm not sure we have a whole lot of weak spots, and I think we could sneak up on some people. And I know if people aren't coming in expecting a fight out of us, I think they're going to be in for a pretty good surprise.
Spencer Lindsay, just the long lineage of Kearney kickers, kind of continues here. He's down here with you in his first season. Can you tell us what they're doing with Spencer and how he looks?
Yeah, Spencer's off to a good start. He's doing some scout team stuff and kicking field goals and all of that. So I think he could have a pretty good career here, and obviously needs to develop a little bit, but I think they're excited about what he has to offer.
Alex kind of had to take you under his wing. Are you taking Spencer and other kickers under your wing, and is that a different part of your responsibility now going into your last year?
Yeah, I think so. I feel obligated to help who's ever here and make them better for the future. I don't know, it's just we got a special group of people, I think, here this year that are good teachers and can help people develop in the long run. So I think you'll see a tradition here, a longer tradition, with just because of that aspect.
Brett Maher with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We always ask you every year, where do you think you're getting better? What were you specifically working on, and where do you think that you have improved in the offseason?
I think I've just gotten a little bit better at everything. Legs gotten a little bit stronger, gotten a little bit technically better, and just tried to really focus on the little things. The little mishaps that happened last year, and just try and eliminate those and be as good as I can and do whatever I can to help the team.
And you're going to take care of all the duties. Are you doing everything this year, punting, place kicking, kickoffs, or has that officially been set yet?
I don't think necessarily officially. We'll see on Friday, I guess. I'm planning on doing everything, and I think that's kind of the direction that we're going to head, but we'll see, we'll see how the season progresses and all of that.
Now that it is game week, Bo Pelini, does he put on a different face now that he knows he has a game coming up on Saturday?
One thing with Coach Bo, he's always trying to keep everything the same, keep practices the same, keep the attitude the same. Because even back in spring ball, we're still preparing for this week and this season and making a run at championship and all of that stuff. So our mindset isn't the same. This is just another step along the way of our bigger goal.
What's everybody think about Southern Miss?
But, they had a great year last year. I think they're very talented. We're definitely not going to take them lightly, and I know everyone's going to be excited coming out here to start the season off the right way.
Wait a minute. That sounds like something that was in an email. Did you learn that from Hart? I mean, that sounded like your future coaching work there. Just a minute left here with Brett Maher. Did the team do some things in the offseason? Did you guys have a getaway, a bonding get-together? How did Coach put some things together this year?
Yeah, we had the same normal winter conditioning, summer conditioning, spring ball, and then we had a little extra thing, like a little military kind of deal where we all kind of went through some some stuff together, and it definitely helped with team bonding. And I know over the summer and throughout the winter and spring also kind of had like a little more cohesiveness, I think, between the position groups and just a little more camaraderie. And I think people understand each other a lot more and just are excited to play for each other this year.
Anytime we talk to a player like a Crick, like a Thorell, any of the guys that have been on this team over the last 20 years from our area, going into that senior year, sometimes mentally it's just a little bit different. You realize this is my last go-round. I kind of breathe the air a little more. Maybe I look at the tunnel walk a little different. Maybe I look at the stadiums I go to. Is that something that you get, I guess, all tangled up in, enveloped in?
I mean, I guess we'll kind of see as the year goes on. I know right now I'm just trying to enjoy every moment that I have here and every moment that I have with my teammates and coaches. And I'm just trying to not take anything for granted and make sure when I go out there on Friday that I've done, or on Saturday, that I've done everything that I can to be prepared. And if, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Does a kicker get all jacked up and hooted up when that tunnel walk plays and you guys come running out?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody does.
Do you have to do something? Do you have a special routine before the game that gets you fired up? You always seem like a pretty mild, mellow kind of guy that you don't get overly jacked up about anything but a 50-yard field goal. So
yeah, I try not to get too high or too low because there's just always going to be so many things that can get affected by that. So I definitely get jacked up. I have a little bit of a routine that I go through every Saturday, but it's nothing. I don't know, I don't have any special music or anything like that that I listen to. I just kind of, go out there and go about my business and do as much as I can.
PJ's your snapper holding.
Jace Dean.
Going to be Jace. Everything looks good there. All right. Well, I know you got to get to class, so we don't want to hold you on too long, and hopefully we'll get to see you a lot throughout the season. So we'll let you roll on, and thanks for coming up, man.
All right, thank you very much.
Brett Maher getting ready to start his senior season here for the Nebraska Cornhuskers and joins us on this opening Monday of the season on the Doug and Daddy Show. And now he's off to Spanish class to learn a few things. I'm going to stay here. I took Spanish in high school, and I think I already told you all the things that I know or remember from then.
That was it, huh? A couple of words, and that was it?
That was a class I – yeah,
it's done so well for you in your career too.
I'm guessing Brett pays a lot better attention than maybe I did in class. So look for him, number 96. And of course, I'll tell you what, there's 100 and however many players on this team. There's 22 starters, and he's almost as big a rock star as Burkhead, it seems like. When you get your face on the program, you get your face on the schedule cards. I mean, there's just not very many people that do that. And Maher, the good image of this program.
I'll tell you, how you're a kicker. Yeah, he's got the accolades that we've been talking about. But a kicker on the schedule cards that they would just hand it out? You don't see that very often.
No, you don't.
I'm sure Alex Henry maybe made an appearance or two on the schedule cards.
But once again, there's going to be some Central Nebraska players on this Nebraska football team. Quite a few of them are younger. Maher and Rodriguez, there just aren't a whole lot of guys that like we've had over the past few years with Thorell and Crick and just keep on going back throughout the years that have the local ties. Most of them are just, you know, you got your Riker Fife, you got your Brockmeyer, you've got two more kids coming in. We got Garrett Johns from Aurora is coming in, and Spencer Lindsay, as we mentioned, from Kearney High is a kicker, and there's quite a few more that are on this team. Heck, Adam Kuchera from down the road at Litchfield is still on the football team. Sam Foltz, Zach Sterup. He might be the first one of that whole group that actually gets into a football game, especially the way things are starting to work out on that O-line.
They've got him listed now at 6'8". 300 pounds for Zach Stirrup coming out of Hastings St. Cecilia. That's a monster. That's monster brand there. I mean, that is a big boy. 6'8", 300 pounds.
Did Zach you get Stirrup a chance to see him at all this summer? Was he back?
Did not get to see him, though.
Well, we've got some other things to talk about. Unfortunately, it isn't all Nebraska football, and it's going to be a basis of this program. But there have been a couple of things that have shaken Hastings College football over the weekend as well that broke, and we'll talk about that. Have more guests, plus Bo Pelini's press conference. Stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we garnish agents with the parsley of knowledge, and this is a pop quiz. Think fast. A questionably coordinated customer just collided with a vat of lard. Is your business covered for a slip and fall? If you're not sure, come talk to a Farmer's agent and we'll help make sure your coverage is as slick as the porky goodness your customer slipped on in the first place.
If you want answers about business insurance, you want a Farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
The state fair is in town, and there are some rumblings that the Cornhuskers may put together a pretty fair team for 2012. So we launched the lunch in Grand Island at the Plattage, 1315 West Anna Street. Limited seating is available, so call 308-398-4941 soon for lunch and the season premiere lowdown. From Sean Callahan of HuskersOnline.com, presented by Home Federal Bank, Graham Tire, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Then beginning September 5th, we move to Cunningham's Journal in Kearney for the weekly Wednesday Big Red Lunch.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 93 as winds out of the south remain around 5 to 15. For tonight, with clear skies and a light south wind, we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 77.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday program live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We're at the bottom of the hour. We will be bringing you a Bo Pelini's press conference. Coach John Cook just wrapped up after an amazing weekend where obviously getting another big victory down at UCLA in five sets at the Coliseum and then going over to Omaha a short amount of time after that draining match and taking on Notre Dame. So they're off to a 3-0 start. Maybe the number one team in the country when the new poll comes out. So the Huskers off to a great start. Hit the road this weekend out to California to play UC Irvine and Colgate, which should get them out to 5-0. Then Oklahoma rolls in and Nebraska off to a real good start. They've got the Emeritus Challenge coming up in a couple of weekends. So that's what's going on with Big Red Volleyball. And Hastings College Volleyball went 2-2 over the weekend. UNK heads to Hawaii for three matches this weekend. But Mike Will with me here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Lincoln. Unfortunately, we've been talking about how Hastings College is going to have their defense be rebuilt this year, and the offense is going to have to carry them, but they took a pretty big hit over the weekend. Hastings has been so clean with their program. We haven't heard many off-field issues, but that's not the case this weekend.
Yeah, just a minor incident, what you might expect out of a bunch of college kids. But like you said, a major hit. Dalton Seeley, the running back for Hastings, rehabbing for the last year. He was injured in the first game of the first quarter last year, so he sat out, got a medical red shirt last season as a freshman. Dalton runs for 659 yards and six touchdowns for Hastings, but he was suspended indefinitely from the football team on Friday after he was arrested for distribution of marijuana. We don't know a whole lot. Obviously, not a whole lot of people talking about this. He faces two counts of attempt to deliver a dangerous drug, which is marijuana. So he is out for the season. In fact, the last report we heard that he may probably is out of the school as well. So it's a tough blow for Dalton Seeley and the Hastings College football program. In addition to Dalton's story, we had a kind of an unfortunate deal with wide receiver Nate Arlt. Of course, Adams Central product. He was figuring to be a prominent role in the Broncos offense this year. He was declared academically ineligible. Not anything that he did, but evidently some miscommunication between the college and the classes and Nate. He came up like 2 hours short of being eligible to play football this year. So he is on the sideline now. He will take a redshirt year. He'll have two more years to play, but not here in 2012.
Nate will be looking for a different advisor.
Yeah, I think so. And I don't know how that happens. You know, again, I was not in the conversations about that, just in brief conversations with Tony Harper on Saturday during their scrimmage. But I don't know how something like that could happen, that you come up within 2 weeks of playing your first game, and all of a sudden, hey, you're ineligible because you're 2 hours short on classes or 1 hour short on class. How does that happen?
Well, yeah, you can understand how there's the paperwork that doesn't get your soccer team ranked in the top 25. I can't understand when it comes down to an individual, when it comes down to a kid. It doesn't matter if they're a football player or not. I mean, you're trying to be taking care of your kids throughout the university, and I guess unfortunately, the thing here is this is an athlete, and it does affect what he's doing. Anybody else, you just take one more summer class, and you make it up, and you're all done. But that's not the case here.
Evidently, it's not something that can be corrected by the time we play in a couple of weeks. It's not that easy. He's basically not eligible for this entire semester. Obviously, with football, the semester is over by the time he would be eligible again. So just a tough blow for Nate. He's gonna continue to work with the program. He's going to continue to suit up, and he'll act like the rest of the redshirts that we have. He'll participate in practices. He's just not going to be available for game day.
So some tough news there. Since our show on Friday, Eric Kaiser was named the starting quarterback at UNK. The redshirt freshman will be ahead of Diamore, who was transferred in for the Lopers, and so Kaiser will be number one. Tyler will be number two as they head to Washburn on Thursday to take on the 20th ranked Ichabods at 6 o'clock. UNK is putting together a fan bus to go to that ball game, leaving from the Health and Sports Center Thursday at 11, and it's $35 round trip. Your ticket is included. Contact the main athletic office, 865-8514, 308-865-8514. If you're interested in going down and seeing the Lopers' initial contest in the new MIAA conference. And I guess the one thing, getting back to Hastings College, you miss a couple of kids that are going to play football. I guess the silver lining is they still don't have to play until September the 8th against Dort, who's not the power of the conference.
Expected to finish last in the conference. So if you have a good season opener, obviously that would be the case. We go back to the Hastings College offense now with Dalton on the sidelines. Their running game is going to be Keenan Balage and then a committee of running backs, I think, for Hastings College. The quarterback race, they had a situational practice is what they called it with Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. The quarterback position right now, Matt Overmiller, the Adams Central product, is closing the gap on last year's starter, John Dostal. John did not have a very good scrimmage, so to speak, on Saturday down in Lincoln. Matt Overmiller was pretty good. So I think the gap is closing on that particular race, and that's going to continue for the next couple of weeks. But if we had to play today, yeah, John Dostal would be the quarterback. But I'll tell you what, according to Tony, Matt Overmiller is going to take some snaps with the number one offense this week for Hastings College. So we'll see what happens there. That's kind of an interesting race. All of a sudden, everybody thought that John Dostal was going to be the number one quarterback, and I assume he probably will, but Matt Overmiller is kind of making things interesting.
Capable backup, at least.
No doubt. Matt got in a couple of times last year in a mop-up role, so he's a sophomore quarterback, and we'll see what happens.
Doug and Daddy Show live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln to start off this Monday. Can't forget all the excitement that happened, especially for where you were last Friday night. Hastings, I'm guessing I'm a game down now in the trib contest because they came back and won that game against Seward in triple overtime. What an exciting game.
You know, and that was an amazing game because every team, you know, both teams had a chance to win that thing. We went three overtimes. We had a pass interference call in the end zone on behalf of Hastings, which gave Seward another chance, and they got the ball to 1 yard line and stuffed it in. Seward fumbles the ball in overtime. You don't see that a whole lot. Hastings had a chance to win the game with a field goal kick, a short one, 20 yards, doinked it off of the upright. Just so many things happened in overtime. In a span of the three overtimes, finally Hastings hitting a field goal with an extra point, a touchdown and an extra point with their backup kicker. Huh. Michael Sad was their number one kicker. He got hurt in that overtime session. So after Hastings scored the critical touchdown, they went with a backup kicker. And he nailed the extra point to give him a 7-point lead. And then Hastings made a stand on the final series of the third overtime to win the thing 48-41. Great way to start a high school football season, though.
Well, and Grand Island comes out with an exciting come-from-behind victory to get their season underway. Kearney High took a little while to get the thing rolling along, but they end up beating Lincoln Pius X. So they get a win, and the rest of the teams, Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, all get going this week, and there's some storylines there. Carl Tesmer goes for career win number 300. Kearney Catholic playing their first game after coming off a championship final last year. They'd never been at a championship football game before, and of course Adams Central from B back down to C1, where they left their mark with many wins, knocked off number one McCook last year in the playoffs, and McCook got beat by Aurora.
I was just going to say that one of the games we haven't mentioned yet, maybe the premier game of week zero of the high school football season, Aurora going down, actually Aurora winning over McCook 26-13. McCook was a preseason number one ranked team in Class B, according to a lot of the publications around, but Aurora knocks off McCook 26-13. Those two teams, they like to get after it, and it unfortunately is the first week of the season.
There were some good games on Friday, and hopefully a lot more good games as the year progresses. We are here at Memorial Stadium. It won't be long till Bo Pelini addresses the media, so let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Here's a startling fact. If you don't have a will, the government and courts decide what happens to your property when you pass away. Ugh, crazy, right? In honor of National Make-A-Will Month, LegalZoom.com wants to give you a special discount to help make sure you're legally protected. In the past 12 years, over 2 million Americans have used LegalZoom, I'm one of them, for last wills, living trusts, and more. And they save hundreds, even thousands of dollars versus a traditional lawyer. With LegalZoom, you get individualized services tailored to the laws of your state. That's right. The online process guides you step by step, and you get total customer support. I did. So protect your family and assets today with a LegalZoom will. Or get a living trust this month at LegalZoom.com and get a personalized pour-over will for free. Visit LegalZoom.com today and enter Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom is not a law firm, and self-help services are at your specific direction. Individualized advice is provided through a legal plan and available in most states.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 93 as winds out of the south remain around 5 to 15. For tonight, with clear skies and a light south wind, we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 77.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where the renovations continue in the East Stadium. It is the first weekly press conference here, where Bo Pelini will be addressing the media in just moments, and we'll bring that live to you here on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. Already had a chance to check in with Brett Maher. We'll try and grab a few more Huskers either for today's show or the next couple of days' shows. But don't forget Wednesday, it is our first Big Red Lunch. Grand Island Home Federal, Graham Tire, and Cunningham's Journal of Kearney bringing you ESPN's Big Red Lunches for 2012. Sean Callahan and Steve Sipple will once again be making their appearances throughout the season every Wednesday. The first Wednesday, this Wednesday, 2 days away at the Plottage in Grand Island, brought to you by Grand Island Home Federal. It's at the Plottage in Grand Island. Contact Grand Island Home Federal for reservations, because that thing usually fills up, even though the Plottage does have a lot of room for folks. We've been going to bigger and bigger venues every year for that opener in Grand Island, so make your reservations with the Plottage. Starts at 12 noon. The Doug and Daddy Show will be there on Wednesday. Mike, Will, and I will be there bringing you all the sporting news, talking to Sean, doing our regular Wednesday feature with Bob Jensen, our Loper update, and keeping an eye on what's going on with the Hastings football team. We're scheduled to talk to Tony Harper tomorrow and Daryl Morris, as we do every Tuesday. But again, Wednesday, throughout the season, our Husker lunches this week at the Plottage in Grand Island, and then after that, the rest of the year, every Wednesday at Cunningham's. So put it on your calendar, Wednesday lunches at Cunningham's. The rest of the year, this week, get into Grand Island and go to the Plottage and get the preview from Sean Callahan of Husker Online.
How many shows do I have to do with you in order to get to my mug on the official Doug and Daddy T-shirt?
You know I don't
get
to
replace Daddy.
You know I don't get any. I don't get to make any of those big decisions around here. You know that. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And if you're getting ready to go to lunch today, folks, don't forget the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, the place to be. You get to rehash everything that happened over the weekend in sports. Maybe you're getting ready for your fantasy draft. They still have plenty of room. Let them take care of the food and the beverages. You've got enough to worry about when you get that second pick or that seventh pick, who you want to take. Plenty of room at the Chicken Coop. I've already seen some of the folks. You get to see them on Facebook posting their trophies and things like that. So check it out at the Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget, Kearney on Mondays, they have the special bull fries and fries of the evening, only $5.99 every Monday night. We're going to take a break and come back and kind of hash over what we heard from Bo Pelini right after this.
Fans, football's back, and that means it's time to head to StubHub. With thousands of tickets listed for almost every game, you're sure to find seats you'll like on StubHub. If you don't, simply set a price alert. You'll pick where you want to sit and the price you want to pay. Then StubHub will let you know if another fan lists tickets that match your request. Now that is service. So do what millions of football fans across the country are already doing. Get to StubHub today. Get your tickets and get ready for a great season of football.
StubHub!
What is work? Is work talking about working? Is work telling others to work? No, work is actually working with your hands and your brains. Work is building skyscrapers and drilling for oil. Work is loading ships and building submarines. Work is craft. Work is complex. Work is family. Work is pride. And if you're serious about it, work is a pair of Red Wing boots on your feet. Red Wing work boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature around 93 as winds out of the south remain around 5 to 15. For tonight, with clear skies and a light south wind, we'll head back to a low of 62. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 77.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where we're trying to find out even more about the Huskers on this opening press conference. We heard Bo Pelini, Mike Will joining me, and we're going to talk to Ben Cotton in just a moment. Mike, anything that caught your eye from Coach Pelini today?
I think I could tell it was game week, just in his eyes and just some of the questions that he answered. Nothing really startling coming out the press conference today. Learned a little bit about Southern Miss, obviously concerned with the opening round opponents for the Huskers for the 2012 campaign. Backup quarterback position, doesn't sound like it's set in stone yet. He threw out a lot of options there. And we'll just have to see what happens, what goes on behind Taylor.
Well, all the fans want Tommy Armstrong to be the backup quarterback, and Coach Pelini's not going to be playing favorites for anybody at this point of the season. Ben Cotton joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, who just loves talking to the media. He comes up after every ball game and lets us know what's going on. And Ben, thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The season is ready to begin. Is it a different feeling this week than it is any other time of the year for you?
You know, this season for a lot of us seniors, it's a little bit different for us. You know, this is our last go around. You know, we've been given some advice by former players. You know, take it all in, and that's I think something that we're all going to try and do and make this a special year as we can.
How hard is it to, and since you haven't went through it yet, I guess, how hard is it to keep all of these pieces of the puzzle together? You're trying to go to school. You're trying to take in your last season. You're trying to win ball games. You're trying to get 5 hours of sleep a night or something like that. You're trying to be a college student. How tough is that?
It's really not that tough anymore for me and, you know, guys like Will and Baker. Guys, we did everything that we could earlier in our career so that we could graduate early. You know, a lot of us were fortunate enough to have graduated or going to be graduating, you know, either this August that's just passing or in this December. So, you know, a lot of guys are going to, you know, did that for the purpose of, you know, being able to focus on that last season of football. You know, I've, you know, kept a little bit lighter schedule. I'm still working on some grad school. You know, Coach Dobson, you know, with our weight training plan, you know, our in-season weight training plan is doing a great job of letting us, you know, sleep in a little bit so that we still get our training in the morning. But we're also getting our rest at night so that we're all recovered by the next practice and stuff like that. But, you know, everyone around here is doing a great job of in assisting us so that we can perform at our highest level.
We talked to Brent Maher a little bit earlier about running through the tunnel and getting all geeked up for a game. Is there anything that you do special on Saturday?
I'm a little bit more held to myself. You know, The only time I'm really, you know, involved with anyone else is, you know, catching balls from a quarterback in my own warm-ups or, you know, but before we take warm-ups as a team, I'm really in my headphones and that's it. I'm sitting there listening to music and, you know, thinking about my steps, thinking about my footwork, thinking about my assignments. And, you know, Ron Kellogg, he said he's afraid to even talk to me because he knows I don't like talking to anyone before a game. I just want to sit there and be held to myself the whole time.
Ben Cotton's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The practice fall camp was a little bit different. Some evening practices, there's still the two-a-days and all that went into it. Did Coach Pelini sit down with you guys and say, this is why we're doing that, or was it just, hey, this is what we're doing?
He did. I think Coach Bo does a very good job of communicating with us, you know, for the reasons that they do some things. And, you know what, we completely agreed with the things he did. I think it helped us out a lot. You know, it helped guys, you know, a lot, you know, better hydrated and stuff like that, being able to practice in the evening when it's not in the heat of the day. You know, and it helped us acclimate more so that when we did start moving practice times up more to the middle of the afternoon that we were, you know, we were ready for it. You know, we were able to compete at a high level at every moment. But, you know, playing at night was kind of cool. You know, you actually get some experience playing under the lights because, you know, there's going to be times when we play under the lights this season and, you know, catching balls and doing things in you know, with the lights on instead of, you know, the sunlight is a lot different. So it's good to get that experience, you know, get some of that out of the way and, you know, get through camp healthy.
Has there ever been a time when you're out in a game situation and you went, we haven't practiced this or we didn't do this or maybe we didn't practice enough at night? Has that ever popped into your head saying, I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to be doing at this moment?
No, you know, the coaches do a phenomenal job of preparing us. And as the season goes on, you know, we naturally go into the dark anyway. So, you know, we get plenty of time in that. It was a little bit different, you know, not having to go in the heat of the day right away and everything. And I think it was very beneficial for this team.
Let's talk game week, shall we?
Yeah, let's talk about some football
Southern
here.
Southern Miss coming up on Saturday. What are the coaches saying about the Southern Miss defense?
Well, you know, they're a very good team. You know, they won a lot of games, I think 12 games last season. They're a very good football team. And, you know, we know they're very athletic, returning a lot of good players. You know, we've got our work cut out for us, you know, which is different than the past years. You know, we're playing a very, very good football team right from the get-go. And, you know, we've got a lot of fine-tuning to do this week and these next four practices to, you know, to make sure that we're, you know, game ready for Saturday.
Does that matter? As a player, do you know that you're playing somebody that's not one double-A competition in this season opener? It's happened here. It's happened a lot of places where maybe that season opener is a team that you know you're going to roll just by walking out there. Does that make a difference?
Not for a lot of guys. You know, we take every opponent, you know, very seriously, and Coach Pelini never is lighthearted on anybody. It could be a one double-A team. It could be anybody because, you know, you've looked at the past, you know, 10 years of college football, and anybody can beat anybody.
Yeah.
You know, anything can happen. We want to do our best to not be, you know, one of those teams that slips up. And, You know, we work just as hard. We watch just as much film. We practice just as long, you know, for no matter the opponent that we're going to be playing.
Ben Cotton's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. There's already been the side stories about the whole Cotton family this year. Take us through that, what that's going to be like and what it's already been like with everybody kind of making light of it.
You know, my family, we've been, you know, very blessed. You know, this is a unique opportunity. I never thought it would be possible to ever play on the same team as my youngest brother. I knew there was the possibility of playing with Jake, but to have all three of us on the same team playing for dad, you know, in the same city that my mom lives in, you know, in the same state that, you know, my grandparents are from, my parents were raised here, and, you know, having our extended family here and, you know, being able to have all that at once is truly a unique opportunity. And I'm so thankful that, you know, this has become possible for all of us.
What do you remember out of your Hastings days?
I remember little bits and pieces. Most I remember from our childhood. Childhood is 2-on-2 driveway basketball. That got competitive. Usually didn't end well. That's what I told other people. You know, someone usually went inside really angry. But you know, we were usually fighting to whoever could be on dad's team was the biggest argument. So you know, it was a lot of fun.
Speaking of your dad, let me ask you this question here. He catches some grief just like all coaches do. Does that affect you? Does it affect him? It seems like the job's getting done. Everybody's talking about how good the O-line is supposed to be this year. But sometimes you just want to catch somebody in a dark hallway or a dark alleyway and say, listen, this isn't the way it is, or this is the way it is, or...
You know, my parents have done a very good job of raising me and my brothers to not pay attention to that stuff. You know, it gets hard at times. You know, sometimes it's kind of unavoidable to see. But, you know, I think we've always done a great job of taking the higher road and just kind of ignoring and staying within ourselves. And, I know the guys that play for my dad and getting to play for my dad, they trust him. They love him. And, you know, they've got his back because they know they've got his, you know, my dad's got their best interest at heart. And, you know, having, you know, Coach Garrison there helping my dad now too, it, you know, helps takes the load off him a little bit. And, you know, I know he's thankful for having him and, you know, having a guy that knows what he's doing. You know, Coach Garrison's also a great offensive line coach. But, you know, I'm really proud of the way the offensive linemen have handled this themselves this offseason. They're really taking, you know, pride in, you know, playing for this university, you know, restoring the tradition of the pipeline, you know, and playing for Coach Garrison and my dad. And, you know, I think they're going to show something special this season.
Ben Cotton with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot was made in the spring when Bill Belichick showed up and spoke to the football team, and a lot of people were talking about how Nebraska might be using even more tight end sets, double, triple, because of Gronkowski and Hernandez and what he did. Can you fill us in on that? Is there something to that?
You know, me and Kyler are always looking for more, or not just me and Kyler, but, you know, Jake Long, Connor McDermott, you know, and right on down the line. You know, we've got a great room of a lot of great guys with a lot of capabilities. But we look forward to being able to be used in a lot of different ways. And I think it's even opening up eyes for the receivers, you know, running backs, you know, getting to see different positions, you know, different sets, stuff like that. But really, you know, working into the bigger picture of things, it's going to be a lot of fun, you know, having... You know, it's been truly an honor for me to play next to Kyler for these past 4 years. And, you know, we've been through a lot of games, a lot of tough times, a lot of good times together. And it's, you know, we're doing everything that we can to make this, you know, a really special year for not just for us, but for this team and for this university.
Well, let me bring it up, can I?
Yeah, I sure, whatever.
The improvement from Taylor Martinez from last year to this year.
Got to ask that fan question. Oh, every fan. Ask him about Taylor. Ask him about Taylor. We didn't get to see him throw. Ask him about Taylor.
You know, he's done a great job, you know, everyone talks about him tweaking his throwing motion and all that stuff, and I know he's been real focused on becoming a better passer and stuff like that. You know, he's obviously very good in the run game, making his reads in the run game, but I've noticed a big difference with how comfortable he looks in the pocket, you know, dropping back and, you know, sticking to his reads, getting the ball where it needs to go and, you know, being on time with it. You know, there's no second guessing himself. You know, he's doing a great job along with the other quarterbacks of getting with Coach Beck to make sure that they're, you know, reading the right guys at the right times, getting the ball where it needs to go and it needs to be fast. And, you know, I'm really proud that he's, you know, worked on that so much this offseason.
Yeah, we come back to the huddle and say, Taylor, what were you throwing at? I was wide open. You didn't see me?
Hey, but sometimes, you know, sometimes the ball doesn't go anywhere. He sticks to your reads and he gets the ball to the other open guy. And, you know, as long as we're getting first downs and touchdowns, I could care less if it's us getting the ball or not.
Getting ready for his final season here with the Big Red, and I know it's going to be a good one, Ben. We'll look forward to chatting with you throughout the year. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sounds good.
Take care. Have a good season.
Thank you.
Ben Cotton with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's take another break. We'll be back to Memorial Stadium right after this timeout.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Badco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Statler Implement in Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Statler Implement in Minden.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. SportsCenter.
Good afternoon. Filling in for Mike Will, I'm Tyson Hronik with a check of sports on your ESPN Radio Superstation. Hastings College running back Dalton Seeley has been suspended indefinitely from the football team after he was arrested on Friday for distribution of marijuana. Bronco head coach Tony Harper.
Dalton Seeley is indefinitely suspended from the Bronco football program, and that's kind of where we're at with that. I let the judicial system handle it, then the Hastings College system will handle it with their code of conduct, and when they're all done, then I might talk to him after that. But right now, he is suspended indefinitely from the football program.
Seeley faces two counts of attempt to deliver dangerous drugs. He is currently out on bond. Seeley ran for 659 yards and six touchdowns as a freshman in 2010. He injured his knee in the first quarter of the first game last year and received a medical redshirt. Meanwhile, Hastings wide receiver Nate Arlt will not play this year. He has been declared academically ineligible. Arlt will redshirt this year and will have two more years to play for the Broncos. Hastings will open the season on September 8th. At Dort College. The Hastings College volleyball team went 2-2 at the Grandview tournament over the weekend. The Broncos swept Waldorf College and Park University on Friday, but lost to Grandview and Taylor University on Saturday. The Broncos will play versus St. Mary, Viterbo, Friends University, and Benedictine in the Bellevue Labor Day tournament this weekend. The fourth-ranked Nebraska volleyball team swept Notre Dame on Sunday at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. The scores were 25-19, 25-21, and 25-13. Gina Manosco led the Huskers with 15 kills. Hannah Worth had 11. Nebraska is now 3-0 on the season and will travel to California this weekend for matches against Colgate and UC Irvine. The Class A and B high school football rankings are out today in the Lincoln Journal Star. Lincoln Southeast is ranked number one in Class A. Millard North is second, followed by Millard South, Papillion La Vista, and Millard West. Aurora is number one in Class B after knocking off preseason number one McCook 26-13 on Friday. Beatrice is second, followed by Omaha Scutt, McCook, and Norris. And wide receiver Terrell Owens has been cut by the Seattle Seahawks after catching only one pass in preseason play. That's sports.
Are you feeling the draft? Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and the draft is on. Our fantasy football draft night is Labor Day at 6:30. Bring your team and join the highest payout fantasy football league in town. 100% payback to players, plus we are adding a big cash bonus prize. Teams will receive exclusive discounts on drinks and food every week with a huge after-season party. Come on in September 3rd. The draft begins at 6:30. With NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, we'll have every NFL and college game at Husker Headquarters, HK Sports Bar and Grill.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on this final Monday of August, getting ready for the September 1st season opener for the Nebraska football team against Southern Miss. Doug Duda, Mike Will with you on this extended press conference day. We've heard from Brett Maher, Ben Cotton joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, also bringing you Bo Pelini's press conference for the day. And don't forget, your Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney are always there for you. Number one in so many ways at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. In case you're not in the marketplace for a new car right now, you can always browse the pre-owned stock for great deals on used cars, trucks, SUVs. The convenient used automobile dealerships are stocked with high-quality used vehicles. I can already imagine there's a few of those freshmen that are out there at college going, Dad, Mom, I really do need a vehicle. They're going to be able to take care of you at Midway, even going over that Labor Day holiday when they're probably back home for the first time since heading down to college. They're always there for you. And if you need to get a quick lube, get the oil change, in and out, no appointment necessary for 30 minutes, it's less than $30 at the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac in Kearney. Well, this is really the first time that NFL teams are starting to cut down and cut players. And Vince Young, I can't believe that if you're bringing in Tavarius Jackson, Vince Young is worse than him. There's just no way. But Vince Young has been cut by the Bills, and unfortunately, Mason Brodine today was cut by the Oakland Raiders. Mason Brodine, who made the practice squad and then made the actual squad the last month of the season last year, has been cut by the Raiders. And so a couple of lopers still out there, but on this cut-down day, many more names could come. Steven Gooden, Arthur Hobbs, still trying to make their respective teams. Of course, Hobbs with San Diego, and they think maybe Hobbs, because he's a San Diego boy, might have a better chance to hang on with that football team. But always a tough day, and Brodine, just one of those things. If you can get your foot in that door through the first year, most of the time you seem like you're going to be okay. And now we'll have to see if they bring him back, which sometimes they do, or if he can hook on with another team. But kind of a role player for him late last year.
There's always a possibility, maybe getting onto a practice squad, at least maybe start over with another team and see if they can make the move up. But yeah, this is a tough day for some of those first, second year guys. NFL teams are going from 90 to 75. I think there's a cut to 65, and then eventually down to 55 or 53 players. So
Nebraska's Lauren Cook named the Big Ten co-player of the week and also the setter of the week for her play in Nebraska's 3-0 start to the season, beating Notre Dame and St. Louis in straight sets, and then, of course, the big win on Saturday over UCLA. We'll talk a little other sports coming up for you here before the end of the show, but back to Bo Pelini's press conference. A couple things. Eric Olson, AP, always has those real good, just kind of pointed questions a little bit that gets Bo to thinking. And towards the end of the press conference, he was asking him if the Nebraska brand has lost a little bit of its luster since they haven't won a conference title since 99, haven't been in the national championship discussion in a decade, and on and on and on. Some of that stuff that you talk about when you're having a coffee with your friends or with the family. And he says, are we where we want to be? No. But are we headed that way? Yes. And the Nebraska brand, the Red N, when we walk into high schools and we're recruiting, it's still a big factor out there. And heck, Mike, you look at the Senior Bowl, watch 9 Huskers, only Alabama and Georgia also have 9. That leads the nation. That's a lot to say about this year's senior class who wants to go out with a bang.
Is there really a reason that we need a Senior Bowl watch list? We've got watch lists for everything else. Basically, these guys are all on everybody's watch list. Do we really need a Senior Bowl watch list for the kids that might be playing in a Senior Bowl?
Well, you just look at what they've done in the past, and Ben Cotton and Brett Maher, who joined us on the show today, are two of those 9 kids, Rex Burkhead, Will Compton. I mean, you know, anybody that's supposed to be having a chance at maybe an all-conference season is going to be on there. Sean Fisher, Cameron Meredith, Kyler Reed, Damian Stafford, and Baker Steinkuhler as well. I guess what it means to me, Mike, is that there's a lot of quality seniors on this Husker team.
And Bo said it, I think, at the end of that question that you're referring to. He says winning takes care of everything. You know, winning takes care of winning conference championships and winning national championships. And he's not where he wants to be yet. The program is not where he wants to end up at. And he's heading down the right direction. I think he's very confident. I guess one thing that really popped out is how confident and how much he's behind this football team this year. He talked about, the dedication and things that they put in during the off season and during the off season workouts. And I think he's excited to get going on Saturday.
Everybody wants him to come out with this, you know, heartfelt, feely, get way inside Bo. You're never going to be able to do that. And that's kind of his response to that. Also, that question that keeps coming up, are you overworking Rex Burkhead? Did you overwork him last year? Will you lessen his load this year? And a lot of people believe that he had to carry the ball so much last year, basically out of necessity. Even though there was talent behind him, they were either true freshmen or redshirt freshmen. And with the addition of Amani Cross, who everybody wants, I mean, again, Husker fan, the grass is always greener on the other side. They want to see Tommy Armstrong and Amani Cross immediately on that field this Saturday. But I think the point there is Rex is your number one, and he wants to play football, and this is going to be his senior season. He wants to be out there. Yes, you'll bring in some of those other guys in special situations, but I think it's going to be rare, unless the game's already taken care of in the fourth quarter. I think Burkhead's going to see as much action this year as he has the last two.
You know, how many carries did he average last year per game? You know, he was up around 25, 26 carries per ball game. He's going to be around that figure again, and they're going to work him as much as they can. You know, if the game gets out of hand, they might see some other guys out there naturally, but there are some other guys back there that might get a few more carries, and than they had last year, obviously.
I think the way that Rex doesn't carry the ball as much is if Taylor Martinez is able to do so like he was before he got hurt his freshman year.
Boy, he has some success in the passing game. Actually, if he has a more success in the passing game, we're going to throw the ball. They're not going to be afraid to throw the ball.
Isn't that a double-edged sword too, Mike? I mean, to have success in the passing game, you have to throw it. And if you're successful in the running game, why would you throw it? So it's kind of a double-edged coin there, a two-sided coin. Catch 22, however you want to say it.
Trying to make you one-dimensional. What do you make Nebraska? You want Nebraska probably to throw the ball until Taylor Martinez can show opposing defenses that he can throw the ball with some kind of accuracy and some kind of success. We're going to load the box against Nebraska. They always do.
One thing you can't see, obviously, on radio is kind of the facial expressions. And when we were talking to Ben Cotton about, ooh, everybody wants to know about Taylor. Everybody wants to know about Taylor. I mean, just the biggest grin on his face. And they get it. They know what's going on out there. And as long as the job gets done, that's all that matters. And our job's almost done here on this 90-minute edition of the Doug and Daddy Show from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll take another break and come back and wrap things up as we get ready for Southern Miss on Saturday. Stay with us.
This Nebraska State Fair report is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Cadillac, Chevrolet, GMC, and Hyundai at the corner of Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com.
Try some cool summer offers from Tom Dinsdale Automotive. A 2013 Chevy Avalanche, stock number 92840. Take a $2,000 rebate plus $500 bonus cash for a very cool 46,558. Or a Cadillac SRX, stock number 87,700. Sale price plus a $2,000 rebate for a cool 36,988. Or choose 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers. Save now at Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Grand Island.
With another report from the Nebraska State Fair, I'm Tyson Veronik for Platte Radio. The first weekend of the Nebraska State Fair is already in the books and already a Guinness Book of World Records. The Nebraska State Fair set the Guinness World Record with the longest antique tractor parade ever. The classic tractor parade at the Nebraska State Fair broke the world record with 964 tractors in a continuous parade. The parade was held on Saturday. Now, the previous record was set by Germany 4 years ago when they had 745 antique tractors in one parade. Maybe more surprising than the number of tractors in the parade were the number of people from other states that participated, as overall people from 31 different states brought antique tractors to Fauner Park. Some of the classic tractors will actually be displayed at the Fauner Park Fairgrounds throughout the duration of the fair. The Nebraska State Fair offers daily parades in celebration of Nebraska's economics, education, and entertainment. The parades have floats, company mascots, animals, motor vehicles, tractors, carriages, specialty vehicles, wagons, entertainers, and much more. The daily parades begin at 6 o'clock. The next big parade will be held next Monday, as it's the Veterans Day celebration at the Nebraska State Fair on September 3rd. Veterans Day celebration honors all military servicemen and women who are serving and have served for our country, including a special recognition to the Lebanon, Grenada, and Panama veterans. All veterans, auxiliary members, color guards, marching units, floats, and vehicles are invited to participate in the Parade of Colors that begins at 2 o'clock on Monday, September 3rd. You are encouraged to wear your uniform or any part of your uniform. And contact the Nebraska State Fair at 308-382-1710 for more information on the parade form. They will also have the Remembering the Fallen exhibit, which is a national exhibit that will be at the Fauner Park Grandstand Concourse from 9 a.m. until 7 o'clock. Once again, this is all part of the Veterans Day celebration program going on Monday, September 3rd. But to wrap things up, once again, a recap, a Guinness Book of World Records for the Nebraska State Fair, the Classic Tractor Parade, 964 tractors last Saturday. From the State Fair, I'm Tyson Veronik.
This Nebraska State Fair report is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Cadillac, Chevrolet, GMC, and Hyundai at the corner of Stolly Park Road and Webb Road in Grand Island and on the web at DinsdaleAuto.com.
In the USA, we love road trips. But when you hit the open road to see the world's largest ball of yarn...
That's a lot of yarn!
Yep. Visit Beecher's Bear Ranch in Brogdon, North Carolina.
Bear! Oh my.
Or the exciting town of Boring, Oregon. Your car goes too. Protect your engine with Mobil Super Motor Oil. Its unique formulation helps prevent engine wear and sludge and extend engine life. Take care of the engine that takes care of you. Mobil Super, for long engine life. Visit mobilsuper.us for more details.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials. Letitia doesn't think she can get everything on her back-to-school list in one stop, so I called her.
Hello?
Hi, did you know that Walmart's got everything on your back-to-school list, including all the dinners you need to feed the troops after a long day at school?
How come I didn't know about this?
That's why I'm calling you. What's for dinner?
I was thinking spaghetti.
Ooh, spaghetti.
Yeah.
See for yourself.
Get quick and easy dinners like Marie Callender's Family Size Bake, Chef Boyardee Ravioli, and Hamburger Helper, all backed by Walmart's low price guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Doug and Danny's show, getting ready to wrap up a Monday edition live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, up in the press box on the sixth floor, as it's just a beautiful day. It'd be a beautiful day to play some football today. 2:30 Saturday afternoon, television coverage begins. 9:30 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, all the Husker pregame, all the Husker postgame, and, of course, the game itself. Greg Sharp, Lane Grindle, already saw them here at the press conference today as they're getting ready to call their first football game of 2012. And Nebraska looks ready to go. We'll probably make our official, or I'll make my official prediction on Friday. But I think I've already kind of done that, Mike. I think it's no secret that I think this team wins its first four ball games and is going to be a pretty good football team. I've been on that 10-2, jumping up and down. And of course, when you get ready to start the season, you always think, man, maybe these guys are going to be even better. But they don't bring up the guys that are just fighting to get a starting job on the offensive line or be that new linebacker. The experienced guys are up here today in Will Compton and Ben Cotton and Rex Burkhead and the many others that have been rolling through here.
I guess the only scary thing about Saturday's ball game is the Southern Miss, the coaching staff. Well, I don't think we've mentioned that yet today. They got a brand new head coach in there. They've got a new defensive coordinator in there. So you're always kind of scared a little bit what's going on there.
And just to go on with that, Ellis Johnson, the new coach, obviously was at South Carolina last year. He already, I mean, it's like he's got 2 months, plus if he wanted to spend more of the offseason on just this season opener. That is the one thing about a season opener. You get a lot more time to prepare for your first opponent than you do for any other opponent during the regular season, because you got to go 1 week at a time. Here, you can be looking at that first opponent for quite some time.
And I'm sure he has. You know, he was a defensive coordinator at South Carolina, so he takes the job there. That's a Southern Miss, and he's been looking at the Huskers and their offense for a long, long time. That might be one of those scary things about this Saturday if you're looking for that. But Nebraska's been very successful in season opening games. They have won 26 season openers in a row. That's the longest in the nation. The last time they lost a season opener was back in 1985 when they dropped one to Florida State 17-13. So they've had great success in season openers, and I expect more of the same on Saturday.
And this will be one of the tougher ones in that 27 years. Not the toughest, and obviously not a number five team in the country or anything like that. But no matter what happens on Saturday, one thing can be rest assured. Monday there will be overreaction one way or the other. They'll look so good that they're a top five team, or it was too close and, oh, no, the sky is falling, or God forbid that this comes down to the last play of the game and folks are talking about a bad season. Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
We haven't played a so-called real name in the season opener since 2003. We played Oklahoma State. 2002, we played Arizona State. 2001, we played TCU. And other than that, played Iowa in 1999. So we really haven't played a caliber of team like we're going to see in Southern Mississippi for a long, long time for the season opener.
Yeah, Chattanooga, Western Kentucky, Florida Atlantic, Western Michigan, Nevada. I wonder who the AD was that scheduled those games. Oh, yeah. So there you go. Those are the teams that Nebraska has played in that stretch. Only four rated teams that Nebraska has played in season opening games, and a couple of those were the special kickoff classic, Pigskin Classic, that were put together a year before, which is hard to do when you're scheduling so many years out. So that is going to wrap up, I think, most of what we've got on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Mason Brodeen cut by Oakland. The volleyball team has done some good things, some problems for Hastings College football. Dalton Seeley no longer a part of the football team. He's been suspended for off-field possession marijuana. Also, Nick Arlt won't be able to play because of some academic problems that weren't even his fault. That's the one thing. All of a sudden, academically ineligible. What's he doing, flunking out of class? No.
No.
There was some paperwork problems that he didn't get the right amount of hours to be eligible to compete in athletics, which you always know there is. Anybody else could take however many hours they want, but if you're going to be an athlete, you have to have everything to the T, and there was some paperwork problems. So he's been knocked out there, and, of course, all the news that we heard here. If you want to hear more about Bo Pelini's press conference or our interviews with Brett Maher, Ben Cotton, simply check out the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drill in the Loft. It's up after every show at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're there, you can vote on our poll question. We've been going through who you like as far as college divisions. Now we're into the NFL. This week, we're going to be taking a look over the weekend. Of course, no surprise that the folks in our area took Denver to win the AFC West. Now the AFC South, Houston, Indy, Jacksonville, Tennessee. By default, that's Houston. And Tennessee maybe getting back in there. And who knows how good Indianapolis can be with Andrew Luck. But while you're on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, you can go ahead and vote on the poll question.
Kansas City had 3 votes in the poll, or 3% or whatever. Go Chiefs. Go Chiefs.
I know you're a Chief fan, too. So I think I've been very quiet in my Dallas Cowboy rooting so far this year. And we're still a little ways off. Had my first fantasy draft last night. I got one more tonight and then one more after that. And I'm just... don't know. Every year I feel like I'm the least prepared ever, and then at the end of the year I realized, yes, I was, because my teams don't do so well. So, Jeffrey, let's wrap this thing up here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. For Mike Will, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for joining us. Thanks to Ben Cotton. Thanks to Brett Maher. Thanks to Seamus McKnight and Keith Mann here at the University of Nebraska, as always, for their assistance. And don't forget, we're back tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tony Harper and Daryl Morris are expected to join us. Of course, it is game week for UNK. And with some of these off-field problems, we'll have Coach Harper address that as much as he can. I know there's not much he can say because we know what has happened, and he doesn't probably know that much more than us. And if he does, he's not going to be in a position to talk about it, but we will address it more of what that means on the field for Hastings as they work towards their September 8th season opener. So again, that's coming up tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, we're getting closer to kickoff Saturday with Southern Miss. This is Doug Duda for Mike Will saying, have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
This is Sean Callahan. My Husker Radio Report is next on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you by TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. I'll tell you the latest from Husker practice after this from TNL.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a TNL.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.